Wind damage is our greatest threat on this WRL weather alert day. I'll show you the difference between this level 2 and 3 risk and show you the timeline for the strongest storms.
Place for the information you need to keep your family safe. WRL's team of reporters are spread throughout the viewing area monitoring the weather conditions.
Also, after a packed hours-long meeting, Buc-ee's is officially coming to North Carolina. First location in our state unanimously approved in the overnight hours. We have that story and much more on your Tuesday. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Thanks for joining us. It, of course, is a WRL weather alert day, so we have to start with weather. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner tracking exactly where that rain is falling right now. A lot of us are seeing it already.
It's pretty uncomfortable out there right now. It started in the 4 o'clock hour this morning. Right now, the bulk of it is up near the Virginia line, but we're going to continue to see waves of it moving through this morning. Once we get past lunchtime, it starts to be a little more widespread and intensify. The winds will pick up and become stronger, and then we're going to see a line of strong thunderstorms that comes through late afternoon or evening. You can see just a little light rain around Durham and Apex through Clayton, Wilson's Mills, lifting up through Nash County and into Edgecombe County. Again, another look at our severe weather threat. New this morning, that threat stretches all the way up to the Virginia line as level 2 and then level 3. Wind damage will be our biggest threat. There could be some scattered tornadoes, especially in our southern counties late today. Checking wind right now, not too bad, looking at about 5 to 10 miles per hour out of the south southeast. The wind advisory begins at 10 a.m. and after lunchtime, the winds will be gusting 40 to 45 miles per hour. We could see some minor power outages, but they'll likely be more scattered once we see that stronger band of thunderstorms that comes through during the evening hours. This is a look at where that is right now. Lots of snow on the north side of that and severe storms down here along the Gulf Coast. You can see that red shaded area. That's a tornado watch. 1, 2, 3, 4, at least 4 tornado warnings going on along that cold front right now. That's what's headed our way later on today. So we take a look at future cast, and the rain looks fairly light at lunchtime, maybe a little steadier up to the north. By the time we get to 3 or 4 o'clock, that's when we start to see some cells, maybe even out ahead of the main band that could produce some severe weather. But look at this band here at 5 o'clock. It's getting close to the western part of our viewing area. We'll pause it here at 6 o'clock. Roxborough, Durham, Raleigh to Fayetteville. That strong line coming through at 7 o'clock. It's headed toward Rocky Mount, Goldsboro, Wilson, Clinton. And then by the time we get to 8 o'clock, it's beginning to pull out of the viewing area. That's where we could see the greatest wind damage and the possibility of tornadoes. Now, like I said, it's a messy start out there right now. This is a look at downtown Raleigh. Temperatures are in the mid 40s. We're seeing that across most of the viewing area. With the system comes some warmth, though. Temperatures will climb on up into the mid-60s. Some significant rain, too. I'll show you how much we can see and what our flooding threat is coming up. Brian?
It is 8:03 right now, Elizabeth. We have a few crashes here as we take a look at traffic around the Triangle. Still watching the delays coming in from Rollsville on Lewisburg Road. We have a crash reported right around the Mitchell Mill Road intersection. In the past few minutes, it looks like it started to ease up a little bit. Now looking at a 7-minute delay as you come in from Rollsville down toward 540 on southbound 401. A little more of a significant backup coming out of Wake Forest with some of the usual delays there, now adding up to about a 13-minute delay from 98 down to 540. Also keeping our eyes on 885 northbound in Durham. We've been tracking some backups from right around Cornwallis Road through TW Alexander. Looks like it clears up nicely once you get to Ellis Road. About a 3-minute backup showing up right now on those sensor readings. Elsewhere in Durham, we're looking fine on major routes. As I mentioned, we are tracking some other crashes around Raleigh, including one on Glenwood Avenue around Ebenezer Church Road and on Glenwood at TW Alexander Drive. Not seeing big delays with those just yet. Also, some backups there on the west side of Raleigh on 440 eastbound between I-40 up toward Western Boulevard. Did want to show you live dual Doppler 5000 radar zoomed into the triangle so you can have a look at the effect on the morning commute in Raleigh and Durham. And you can see that we're seeing steadier rain earlier. Now we're just kind of seeing showers right now. So we're seeing conditions maybe improving a little bit in terms of rain falling, but still we're dealing with wet roads throughout the viewing area. So you do need to slow down, increase your following distance, and turn on those headlights.
All right, Brian, thanks for that. We are expecting strong winds and the rain today, and combine that with the ground already being wet, there is a risk for those trees to fall a lot easier, and that could lead to power outages, of course.
Yeah, WRL's Laura Levine is outside Duke Energy's Operations Center in Durham. Laura, crews say they're ready to respond whenever they're needed today.
Michelle, today we are going to see those utility crews rolling out of operation centers like this one here in Durham, heading to the most affected areas from this storm. But as for right now, they are on standby, bracing for the severe weather. Governor Roy Cooper has declared today's severe weather event as a state of emergency. Duke Energy has thousands of crews spread across multiple states. In the last couple of hours leading up to the storm, those crews are checking equipment and making sure they're fully supplied as Duke's team of meteorologists tracks the storm and tries to anticipate where the worst hit areas will be. We'll get a double punch of that heavy rainfall and winds. Duke Energy says damaging winds and saturated soils might also lead to blown down trees and power lines, causing possible scatter to widespread outages.
Because we are using all of our local crews, you know, we have to make sure that they're all ready and that and that we've got all the people rostered at the right times and set up with shifts, just like everybody else in emergency services, so that we can do that ongoing restoration effort once it gets going. You know, it's a lot like moving an army somewhere. You have to make sure they're provisioned. You have to make sure you've got the resources on the ground and that they're rested and ready to go.
And the utility has sent out an alert to customers last night advising them to get ready for those power outages, charge your devices, make sure you have your medicine, and make sure that people who are the elderly as well as anyone who might have a disability have the things they need just in case you lose power. Laura Levine, WREL News, live in Durham.
And school systems across the area are making adjustments because of today's severe weather threat. Wake County schools will be closing 3 hours early today. And there are other districts also making changes today as well. Take a look at your screen here. You can see this map. Most are dismissing early, including Durham, Johnston, and Orange counties, along with Chapel Hill, Carrboro City Schools. Two others shown in red will close completely. Several other schools are holding classes virtually, including Cumberland County. Halifax County schools were already scheduled to have a teacher work day today. You can find a full list at the bottom of your screen or on WREL.com.
And you want to be sure to have the WREL News app handy today. Use it to follow the hour-by-hour weather forecast from the WREL Severe Weather Center and to get any updates you need throughout the day.
After a lot of back and forth, Buc-ee's is coming to Mebane. The Mebane City Council voted unanimously to approve rezoning a special use permit for the mega gas station off of I-40. The final vote came just before 2 o'clock this morning. Hours of public comment took place from people on both sides of the debate. Representatives from Buc-ee's also spoke about the impact of the massive 75,000 square foot station with 120 gas pumps and 600 parking spots. Some who spoke against the proposal said they have concerns about the impact on traffic and the environment.
I'm here for our town because I don't think that we need 1,200 to 2,500 cars per hour bringing their exhaust and environmental health exposures into our city.
I think it will bring a lot of revenue to Alamance County. It will, of course, bring a lot more people in, which will also help other businesses as well.
Well, this will be the first Buc-ee's location in North Carolina. A previous attempt to bring one to Orange County fell apart after opposition from community members.
We're at 8:08 right now on your Tuesday. Still ahead, the new information we are learning about the door that blew out of an Alaska Airlines plane mid-flight.
And multiple tornado warnings happening down here along the Gulf Coast. This system is headed our way. I'll show you the timeline for when we'll see severe weather coming up.
Eight on your Tuesday morning, and this is a live look at those clouds hanging low over the DBAP right there. Good morning to the Bull City as you watch WREL News, available on Hulu and the WREL app on your TV or streaming device. So it is that wind we're worried about a little bit later. Elizabeth Gardner in the WREL Severe Weather Center right now with a look at where the rain is falling.
We do have some rain, especially up near the Virginia line, up north and east, some of our counties there. We've had rain all across the viewing area this morning, but we're seeing a little bit of a break in the precipitation. Once we get past lunchtime, that's when you really need to be weather aware. The closer we get to 4 or 5 o'clock this afternoon, the better chance that we'll see some very strong winds and have that chance of severe storms. Severe line is likely to be moving through during the evening commute through dinner time. But right now we're looking at just some scattered rain in Roxborough and Henderson over toward Roanoke Rapids, and it's very light and patchy elsewhere. This is a look at the big picture. Lots of snow with this on the north end. We have this cold front stretching down toward Florida. The red shaded area is where we have a tornado watch. We will likely go under a tornado watch a little bit later today. Multiple tornado warnings and severe thunderstorm warnings happening along that cold front right now, and that is headed in our direction. So a level 2 and 3 risk for severe storms. The level 2 risk bumped up to the Virginia line early this morning, so that's our biggest change there. But wind damage is likely to be our biggest impact out of this system. We take a look here. We'll pause it at 10 o'clock at lunchtime. Again, kind of seeing that rain hanging up near the Virginia line. But once we get closer to, say, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, some of these cells ahead of our big line of storms could begin to produce some wind damage, maybe even some isolated tornadoes. But this is going to be the most dangerous line. At 5 o'clock, it's just west of our viewing area, pushing in at 6 o'clock through the middle of the viewing area. And by 7 o'clock, it's in our eastern counties. By 8 o'clock, it's starting to pull out. So between 5 and 8 or 9 o'clock is going to be the most dangerous time. And that's a time when a lot of folks are out on the road. So keep in mind, you don't want to be out on the road with that strong band of thunderstorms coming through. So try to get home early or just wait until later on before it's passed through your area. Here's a look at that start time again. Our western counties between 4 and 5 p.m., between 5 and 6 in our central counties, and between 6 and 7 in our eastern counties. And then after that, it'll be pushing on out of the area. Let's take a look at some of the rainfall totals. The new runs of the models are showing less total rainfall, but I still feel like, you know, an inch and a half to 2 inches is probably reasonable. That's probably not enough to cause any widespread flooding, but maybe some isolated or minor flooding. We do have a flood watch in effect from the Triangle area westward. Winds have just started to pick up a little bit. We're gusting to 16 right now in Southern Pines. It doesn't get, you know, to a point where it's damaging, really, until we get into, say, 40-mile-an-hour gusts. That's likely to happen after lunchtime. That wind advisory goes into effect at 10 o'clock this morning and lasts until 10 p.m. Let's take a look at some of those gusts. We'll push it ahead. And at lunchtime, Futurecast is showing 30 to 40-mile-per-hour winds as we get into the afternoon, pushing 45. But once we see that line of thunderstorms coming through, that's when some of these numbers are really going to climb. We'll see if we can get it to, it moves on past. But some of those numbers ticking by are going to be in the 60, 65, maybe even 70 mile per hour range. And of course, that is going to bring us scattered power outages. That's going to be the case for a good chunk of North Carolina. Heading out the door right now, it's chilly. Temperatures are in the mid 40s. There's a look at downtown Raleigh looking at 46 degrees. But by lunchtime, we're in the 60s. This system is going to bring some warm air with it. So we're looking at highs in the low to mid 60s, feeling very much like March, like a March severe weather day. Wednesday is still windy. And look at that, another one on Friday. Not saying it's going to be as dangerous as today, but we're looking at the for another round of severe weather by Friday, Brian.
It is 8:15 right now, Elizabeth. We're going to take a look at live dual Doppler 5000 radar zoomed into the triangle. The radar trend over the past little while has been a little bit of improvement with the more significant rain pushing off to the north and east. And now we're just kind of seeing showers, but still some wet roads. Want to check in with the WRL storm tracker and Kelsey Coffey on the road this morning on US 1 in Cary. Kelsey, how's it looking right now? Yeah, it looks like the windshield wipers are going there as they head down toward Apex. So this is just a good indication of the kind of conditions you're seeing throughout the viewing area this morning with widespread rainfall and wet roads. Even if it's not raining right where you are, you're probably dealing with wet conditions. So you do need to take it easy as you head out. And since we're going to be dealing with this through the day, you need to remember that whenever your windshield wipers are on, your headlights also need to be on. Let's take you to the Beltline now at Capitol Boulevard, where we have a minor crash reported on 440 westbound, right there at the bottom of the ramp from southbound Capitol Boulevard on to 440 westbound, leading to a little bit of a delay as you come in from 87 through that Capitol Boulevard interchange, about a 3-minute backup overall. Taking a look at some of the other slowdowns, a little bit of a backup starting to form now on 40 westbound as you head away from the Jones Franklin Road Bridge through the US 1 440 interchange toward Carytown Boulevard. Then once you get to Chapel Hill Road, it looks like traffic clears up pretty nicely heading from there toward Wade Avenue. Also looking pretty good in Durham this morning with no trouble showing up on 85 and I-40. A reminder, if you're heading out, you can listen to us on the radio at 99.3 FM in Raleigh, 96.5 FM in Durham. And remember those stations later today. If we get into widespread power outages that affect you, you can hear our coverage live on the radio 24/7.
All right. Thank you, Brian. Today, former President Donald Trump will be in a D.C. courtroom as his lawyers argue that he is immune from prosecution on charges that he tried to overturn the 2020 election. Trump arrived at Dulles International Airport last night. He confirmed on Truth Social platform that he will attend today's hearing in person after writing in a post that he shouldn't be prosecuted because of presidential immunity. This is the same argument that he made in the Georgia election case against him.
Search and rescue crews in Texas have been working through the night to make sure no one is still trapped in the rubble of a hotel explosion. This happened in downtown Fort Worth. 21 people were hurt in that explosion, which fire officials suspect was caused by a natural gas leak. The blast happened at the historic Sandman Signature Hotel at about 3:30 Monday afternoon. Blew out the windows of that hotel and left debris scattered across the street. At least one of the people hurt in the blast is in critical condition.
Investigators from the National Transportation Safety Board are revealing what went wrong on the Alaska Airlines flight. Jackie Ibanez has more on what caused a part of the plane to fall off mid-flight.
With Boeing 737 MAX 9 planes still grounded across the country, the investigation into how a piece from an Alaska Airlines flight blew out midair rages on. The craft took off from Oregon Friday night when, shortly after, a portion of its fuselage detached. The piece in question is called a door plug and covers any unused emergency exits on the plane.
That plug is retained in the opening when 12 stop pads on the door frame interface with 12 stop pins on the plug to prevent the door from blowing out of the fuselage. In order to install that plug into the fuselage, you rotate it up so that the door or the plug stop is above the door stop. It translates inboard and then down so the stops then engage.
And while more information is still needed,
the exam to date has shown that the door, in fact, did translate upward. All 12 stops became disengaged, allowing it to blow out of the fuselage.
But as the inspection process continues rolling out, United and Alaska Airlines are discovering loose parts on some of their Boeing 737 MAX 9 planes.
If we have a bigger system-wide or fleet issue, we will issue an urgent safety recommendation.
That was Jackie Ibanez reporting. The NTSB is preparing to do a 3D scan of the damaged Alaska Airlines plane and is sending the door plug to its lab in D.C. for further examination. Well, you may be in danger of losing your internet access unless Congress approves more funding for a popular federal aid program. The Federal Communications Commission says millions of people may lose access or face higher costs if the Affordable Connectivity Program is not funded. The program gives qualifying low-income houses a monthly discount on internet access. The White House is asking Congress to give $6 billion of new funding to the program.
Today's Law Enforcement Appreciation Day, and local leaders will meet to talk about efforts to recruit officers across the state. Attorney General Josh Stein will hold a news conference this morning at 10 a.m. right alongside Raleigh Deputy Police Chief Zachary Lachette and Apex Police Chief Jason Armstrong. They'll talk about solutions to staffing shortages and the challenges agencies and sheriff's offices are dealing with throughout North Carolina. That meeting is happening at the North Carolina Department of Justice in downtown Raleigh. Movie and music news now. Here's David Daniel with the Hollywood Minute today.
40 years after Purple Rain rocked movie theaters, it's headed for Broadway. The Prince movie is being adapted as a stage musical. Prince won 2 Grammys and an Oscar for the music featured in the film. Willem Dafoe seemed over the moon to be honored with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
I feel wonderful. I mean, it's a great location. It's a great honor. I have my friends here. There's lots of fans. It's a good day.
Many stars leave after their ceremonies. Dafoe spent time signing autographs for fans.
Welcome to Freddy's. Have you met them yet?
Met who?
Oh, he's met them, and he's looking forward to a reunion. Josh Hutcherson tells Variety a Five Nights at Freddy's sequel is in the works. Hutcherson says they're in the process right now of nailing down the story, and they want to get going as soon as possible. That's understandable. The horror thriller had an $80 million opening weekend and was one of the top 20 domestic films of 2023. In Hollywood, I'm David Daniel.
And happening now in the WREL Live Center, brand new video just into a new Zoom of Michigan Wolverines fans celebrating that big victory in downtown Ann Arbor. The sea of maize and blue filled the downtown streets, screaming fans completely overjoyed by Michigan's 34-13 win over the Washington Huskies. Of course, it was plenty of police presence trying to barricade the streets and control this crowd, which they probably had their jobs cut out for them, right? There were reports of fans climbing light poles. There was a report of somebody setting a mattress on fire and throwing it out of a residence window downtown. Of course, the firefighters were able to put that out quickly. But these fans, no doubt, are probably still celebrating this morning in downtown Ann Arbor.
No doubt they're still celebrating. All right, Ken, thank you. Well, if you're looking for a wacky career move, Oscar Mayer might have the job for you. They're looking for Wienermobile drivers. Those interested can apply on the Oscar Mayer website through January 31st. Now it's a full-time job. It lasts for a year. Drivers will visit more than 20 states. The base salary, $35,600. There are also weekly allowances, paid time off, and full health benefits.
And all the hot dogs you can eat, I would think, right? Flu cases continue to rise across the country. A pediatric infectious disease specialist offers advice on how to prevent further spread. That's coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WREL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning and happy Tuesday. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. It is a big weather day today. It's a WREL weather alert day. Lots of rain and wind, even some power outages expected later on today. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner is tracking it all for us with what we can expect.
Our wind advisory starts in just an hour and a half at 10 a.m. Our winds have been fairly calm this morning, just a little gusty, but they'll pick up to 40, maybe 45 miles per hour later this afternoon. The rain continues pretty much all day, at least off and on. And of course, we have a level 2 and 3 risk for severe storm. So wind damage is going to be our biggest threat. Tornadoes are possible, especially in our southern counties. Our rain is fairly light right now. We're looking at some steadier rain up in the northeast, but there's plenty more rain where this came from. We're going to see scattered showers through the morning. It's gray and wet there in Goldsboro this morning, and chilly too. Temperatures are mostly in the mid to upper 40s right now, but we'll see a fairly quick warm up. Our temperatures will climb into the low to mid 60s this afternoon. And watch what happens with our rainfall. We're looking at a much better chance of some rainfall that could produce some strong winds and some strong thunderstorms later on. Brian?
Here at 827, some good news out on 440 westbound. That earlier crash at the bottom of the ramp from Capitol Boulevard has cleared now, and those delays are starting to ease up a little bit. We are dealing with wet roads pretty much everywhere, so you do need to take it easy as you head out this morning. No big trouble showing up in Durham, and as we take a look at major approaches into Raleigh, we are seeing some significant congestion on southbound Capitol Boulevard coming in from Wake Forest, about a 14-minute delay between 98 and the 540 interchange.
Thank you, Brian. The strong winds and rains we're expecting today could cause trees to fall. That means you need to be ready for the possibility of losing power. Duke Energy officials say utility workers are on standby. Governor Cooper declared a state of emergency for today's severe weather. Next on Fox 50, Bucky is officially coming to North Carolina. We'll see the breakdown, what's included. And next on Today, catching up with Kevin Hart.
Wind damage is likely to be our biggest threat this afternoon. We're under a level 2 and 3 risk for severe storms. I'll show you the timeline and who's at greatest risk for tornadoes.
And Duke Energy crews are on standby, bracing for the impacts of today's severe weather. Just ahead, how they are ready to respond to the potential of widespread power outages.
And for the first time since 1997, the Michigan Wolverines are national champions. They are still celebrating this morning. We just heard from Ken Smith showing the celebrations from last night into this morning. A lot of happy Michigan fans today.
Who's going to class in Ann Arbor?
Nobody. Nobody's going to class. All right, we'll get to that story coming up. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
I'm Jeff Hogan. Thanks for making us part of your Tuesday here at WRL Weather Alert Day. And the hours are creeping up on us. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center as we get closer to this event.
And we take a live look at what's happening right now. We have some scattered rain in our northeastern counties. We've got another wave that's back to the west heading our way. But all this has been fairly light to steady. It's uncomfortable out there. Temperatures are in the mid to upper 40s. So it's a chilly rain, but nothing severe, nothing that is producing any wintry weather. We'll zoom in around the triangle, and you can see we're in a bit of a lull in the precipitation right now. New this morning, our level 2 risk spread all the way up to the Virginia line. This is where we'll likely have wind damage in either place, but the tornadoes are a bit more likely in our level 3 risk for severe storms, which is something that we don't see very often. The wind so far is starting to pick up a little bit. We're now seeing winds out of the south, steady at about 10 to 15, gusting to 18 in Roxboro and Southern Pines. That's not enough to cause any problems, but as we get into the afternoon, the winds will start to gust 35 to 40 miles per hour. Our wind advisory starts at 10 a.m., and later this afternoon, we could gust all the way up to 45 miles an hour. We'll have a band of strong thunderstorms come through, and after that, we'll likely have some scattered power outages behind that. And this is where it's all coming from. This is a look at what's happening down to the south right now. We've got that line of thunderstorms, some severe thunderstorm warnings and some tornado warnings in progress in Florida right now. Here's a look at what we're expecting. Just some waves of rain up through lunchtime. Once we get past lunchtime, out ahead of our main line, we could end up seeing some thunderstorms that could produce some wind damage. But the main line of thunderstorms is just to our west at 5 o'clock. It's at 6 o'clock in the middle of the viewing area, at 7 o'clock in our eastern counties, and then by 8 or 9 o'clock, it's pulling out. And that's when we'll have our best chance of tornadoes or wind damage, along with power outages. And the rain will be heaviest at that point also. Just some scattered light rain around the area right now, but making for a fairly miserable start this morning. Our temperature 46, our winds now at 14 out of the southeast, and those winds will continue to get stronger as we get through the afternoon. It'll be a mild afternoon with temperatures in the mid-60s. Flooding doesn't look like a big threat, but I'll show you how much rain you could see where you are. Coming up, Brian.
It's 8:33 right now. As we take another look here at live dual Doppler 5000 radar, zoomed in a little closer here to the triangle, you can see that the most significant rain, the showers that are dumping the most rain, have moved off to the northern and eastern parts of our viewing area. And in the triangle right now, it's kind of eased up a little bit for the time being. We want to check in with the WRL storm tracker on US-1 heading down towards Sanford. And Kelsey Coffey is there in the passenger seat this morning. Radar right now not indicating very heavy rain. Is that what you're seeing on the ground there, Kelsey?
Well, Brian, really, it's just a misty rain for where we are right now. I'll give you a look now at the roads here. We just crossed over into Lee County, so not too much to be concerned about here if this is a part of your morning commute, but definitely be careful because you may see some slick roads in some other areas. So, Brian, what else can you tell us as folks are headed out for their morning commute?
That's a very good point. We are seeing wet roads, even though radar looks fairly dry there over much of the triangle. We're still looking at wet conditions from the rain we saw earlier, and conditions will get worse as we head later into the afternoon. Looking at the live sensors right now, some good news from a little while ago. That crash out on 440 westbound around the Capitol Boulevard interchange has cleared. Traffic's flowing a lot more freely now, and overall, we're seeing fairly light traffic volume on our major routes in Raleigh and also in Durham. No big trouble showing up in most spots. We are watching some of the delays coming in from Wake Forest on southbound Capitol Boulevard, about a 13-minute backup overall. Not due to any crash, as far as we can tell. This is just congestion coming in from 98 down toward the 540 interchange. If you're heading out right now, don't forget, you can listen to us anytime on the radio at 99.3 FM in Raleigh and 96.5 FM in Durham. And if we lose power later this afternoon and evening, keep those numbers in mind because you can listen to our live coverage on the radio. Don't forget, in your emergency kit, you do need a battery-powered radio.
Good advice, Brian. When the strong winds and rain come that we are expecting today, it could cause those trees to fall. That means you need to be ready for the possibility of losing power.
That's right. WRL's Laura Levine joins us live from Duke Energy's Operations Center in Durham. Laura, hopefully we will not lose power, but crews say they're ready to respond if we do.
Yes, and they're actually prepared and expecting for that. Now, Michelle and Jeff, here at this operation center, we are going to see many utility trucks rolling out of here when that severe weather does come as they head to the most affected areas. But as for now, those utility crews and members, they're on standby, bracing for this huge, widespread weather event. Now, Governor Roy Cooper has declared a state of emergency for today's severe weather. Duke Energy has thousands of crews spread across multiple states. And in the last couple of hours leading up to the storm, those crews are checking equipment and making sure they're fully supplied as Duke's team of meteorologists tracks the storm and tries to anticipate where the worst hit areas will be. Now, we'll get a double punch of that heavy rainfall and winds, as mentioned. Duke Energy says damaging winds and saturated soils might also lead to blown down trees and power lines, causing possible scatter to widespread outages.
Well, I think wind is a double culprit here because it's the thing that will most likely cause the power outages, but it's also the things that can hamper restoration. You know, we want to keep our crews safe. That's our job one. And so we're not going to be able to put crews up in buckets if the winds, you know, get above 30 miles per hour going along there. So we have to wait until it's safe to put crews out in those conditions.
And of course, he's asking everyone to be patient when that time comes. As for right now, they sent out an alert advising customers to prepare for power outages, prepare their homes, and also to report any outages that they may experience. That's going to help crews within the triangle and beyond get to you quicker. Laura Levine, WREL News, live in Durham.
With all this, school systems across the area are making adjustments because of today's weather threat. Wake County schools will be closing 3 hours early today. And there are other districts making changes to the school day schedule-wise as well. Take a look at this map. You can see most are dismissing early, including Durham, Johnston, and Orange counties, along with Chapel Hill, Carrboro City schools. There are two others there in the red. You see Mecklenburg County up in Virginia and Wilson there. It'll close completely today. And several other schools holding classes virtually, including Cumberland County. Halifax schools were already scheduled to have a teacher work day today, so they're off. You can find a full list at the bottom of the screen or on WRL.com. And you'll want to make sure you have the notifications turned on for your WRL News app. All day today, we will alert you to any new developments with today's storms to keep you safe and informed.
There it is. Perfect. Hey,
we're going to get to Ken in the Live Center here in just a moment. Buc-ee's, meantime, while you were sleeping, it was decided it's coming to Mebane. The Mebane City Council voted unanimously to approve rezoning and a special use permit as well for the mega gas station site to be located off of I-40. The final vote came just before 2 this morning after hours of public comment from people on both sides of the debate. Representatives from Buc-ee's also spoke about the impact of the massive 75,000 square foot station with 120 gas pumps and more than 600 parking spaces. Some who spoke against the proposal said they have concerns about the impact on traffic and the environment.
I'm here for our town because I don't think that we need 1,200 to 2,500 cars per hour bringing their exhaust and environmental health exposures into our city.
I think it will bring a lot of revenue to Alamance County. It will, of course, bring a lot more people in, which will also help other businesses as well.
This will be the first Buc-ee's location in North Carolina. A previous attempt to bring one to Orange County fell apart after opposition from community members there.
Today, Wake County school leaders will begin the process of filling a vacant seat on the school board. Tara Waters vacated her seat, which includes the southeast part of Raleigh, last week. She left to join the Wake County Board of Commissioners to fill the vacancy left by the death of James West. Waters was the vice chair of the school board. Today, board members will appoint a new vice chair and talk about how to fill her seat for the remainder of her term.
4:09 right now on your Tuesday. Artificial intelligence is expected to take this year's Consumer Electronics Show by storm. Still ahead, we'll have a look at some of the innovative gadgets.
And officers capture a wild beaver in an unlikely place. We'll take a look at the wild chase next.
As weather alert day here, WREL is a live look down at Wilson. And we'll wait for that wind to come in. That is the biggest threat right now. And as you look live, it doesn't look like a lot of wind just yet there at the Whirly Gigs. We'll have plenty more coming straight ahead.
8:43, taking a live look at dual Doppler 5000 radar. Around the triangle, we're getting a little break in the precipitation. We still have some in the northeast, and another wave is back to our west. But nothing that we've seen this morning has been anything serious. We haven't seen any thunderstorms. It's just been some light to steady rain with some breaks in the precipitation, which is what we're seeing right now around Raleigh and Durham and Roxborough and Henderson. But it's raining in Roanoke Rapids. And again, we do have that next band back in Greensboro that's headed our way. Some significant amounts of severe weather potential down here along the coast of Florida. Let's zoom in there. This cold front, as it moves eastward, continues to produce tornado warnings. I mean, this has been ongoing for the last several hours. We've started to see some reports from that area of some damage. We've also seen a lot of severe thunderstorm warnings, too. All this is going to translate north and east up into our viewing area, especially our southern counties for later on this afternoon. Here's a look. Yep, they've added a few more tornado reports of damage down there on the Florida Panhandle. Lots and lots of wind damage reports. All these gray circles are wind damage reports. There was a tornado report there in just north of Houston. And of course, our chance is coming by late this afternoon and into the evening. It's a level 3 risk in our southern counties. That's unusual for us, and that's where we'd have the best chance of seeing any tornadoes. We couldn't rule out tornadoes, though, in any part of the viewing area, and wind damage is likely to be our biggest threat this afternoon. Let's walk through Futurecast. This latest band that's back in Greensboro is going to be moving through, but it'll be after lunchtime until I would be very concerned about anything that would cause any damage. By 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, there could be some cells out ahead of our main line that produce some thunder and lightning and possibly some straight line winds. This band right here is the one that will have the best chance of producing some tornadoes. At 5 o'clock, it's poised to move into the viewing area. We'll pause it at 6 o'clock right through the middle of the viewing area. At 7 o'clock, it's in our eastern counties, and by 8 o'clock, it's starting to push out. So between 5 and 8 o'clock will be the most dangerous time as that line moves through. But the winds will pick up out ahead of that. We can see gusts 40 to 45 miles per hour with a few isolated power outages even before that band comes through. Behind that, on Wednesday, we're still going to be a bit breezy. The forecast rainfall, the models have been backing off some of that heavier rain, but still, I feel like an inch and a half to 2 inches is still a pretty good forecast for rainfall for us total. There is a flood watch in effect from the Triangle area westward, but I feel like wind damage is going to be a bigger threat than flooding with this system. Our winds right now are out of the south, east-southeast at about 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting to nearly 20. But when our gusts start to climb closer to 40, we may begin to see some isolated power outages, some big limbs down, maybe some trees also. Gusting to 45 later this afternoon before our band of thunderstorms comes through. And with that big line of storms, we'll likely have scattered power outages behind it with trees coming down and possibly some tornado damage. Taking a look at downtown Raleigh from our Jimmy V camera, we're looking at wet conditions. It's chilly out there. Temperatures are mostly in the mid-40s, but it will be a mild afternoon with temperatures climbing into the 60s. It's going to feel like March out there. A little quieter Wednesday and Thursday, but taking a close look at Friday. Now, it looks like we could see some severe storms. We'll be watching Friday for a possible weather alert day. Brian?
8:46 right now, Elizabeth, and we're still looking good overall on major routes. Still have those delays coming in from Wake Forest on southbound Capitol Boulevard with a little congestion. And we have a report of a minor crash in Raleigh on southbound Capitol Boulevard right there at Highwoods Boulevard. And we're seeing some delays building in from around the Brentwood Road area back down toward the Beltlines. Just want to keep that in mind. In Durham this morning, traffic's moving along well on major routes. Of course, we are watching the radar as well. We're going to be watching it through the day into the evening. A little bit of a break right now generally around the triangle with lighter rain, just in some light showers. Want to check in on the WRL storm tracker on the eastern side of Lee County, just southeast of Sanford there on the 421 bypass. And you can see where the windshield wipers aren't really going at all at this point. Just a few drops of rain there on the windshield. However, in many spots, even though we're seeing conditions like this where it's not actively raining, we're still dealing with wet roads. So just want to keep that in mind as you head out. Slow down, increase your following distance, and whenever your windshield wipers are on, your headlights also need to be on.
In Johnston County, a traffic alert for drivers in Clayton starting today. Central Street between Main Street and Front Street will be closed from 9 until 5 p.m. This is so the railroad can change out a railroad crossing there, and drivers should use the detour on North Church Street to get around it.
And happening now in the WRAL Live Center, I wanted you to take a look at this graphic because of all the weather that we're expecting today. Now comes word Europe's top climate agency says last year shattered the previous global temperature record by almost 0.2 of a degree. That's the largest jump scientists have ever observed. Now, here's the thing. Scientists knew 2023 would make history because of how warm it was, but not by this much. Again, almost 0.2 of a degree. Now, the largest and most obvious factor is El Nino. We are in an El Nino pattern. That's the climate pattern that emerges a few times a decade and triggers extreme weather patterns around the world. Experts predict this year will be even hotter. This is a story, of course, we'll continue to track all year long.
All right, thanks, Ken. The American Red Cross is facing an emergency blood shortage as officials say their supply has fallen to critically low levels. The organization named a handful of counties in our area that are especially in need. They include Wake, Durham, Alamance, Chatham, Lee, Moore, Orange, Person, Vance, and Warren counties. The Red Cross is asking anyone who can donate to please do so and help rebuild the blood supply.
More cases of the flu are being reported. Symptoms often include fever, chills, body aches, cough, headaches, sore throat, running or stuffy nose, and fatigue. In mild cases, Dr. Frank Esper with Cleveland Clinic says it can be treated at home with supportive care, like getting plenty of rest, staying hydrated, taking pain relievers, and they can help with headaches and body aches and fevers. Antiviral medications are also available under certain circumstances. So how can you and your little ones avoid getting sick? Dr. Esper says regularly wash your hands, sanitize high-touch areas, and get the flu vaccine if you haven't.
What I can tell you about the flu vaccines right now is that the flu vaccine and the flu virus that's in the community right now are pretty good matches. All right, based on the initial tests. And so this is probably a pretty good vaccine that will protect you from getting the flu. But more importantly, it protects you from getting really, really bad flu, like that gets you in the hospital or puts you on a breathing machine.
Dr. Esper says it is also very important for people who are 65 and older, children under 5, pregnant women, and those with pre-existing health conditions to get vaccinated. Technology evolves fast, and officials at this year's CES event in Las Vegas hope visitors can keep up with all the action. Jackie Ibanez takes a special look at some of the gadgets.
Fabulous Las Vegas is getting a high-tech makeover as CES 2024, formerly known as the Consumer Electronics Show, kicks off Tuesday.
We'll have over 4,000 companies exhibiting here in literally 2.5 million net square feet of exhibit space.
The event gives inventors a chance to show off their gadgets to potential partners who could help their products grow to become household names. And this year, you can expect many devices to be jam-packed with artificial intelligence software.
AI that learns from the past, it keeps gathering data and learns from it and does things better.
Like these personal assistant robots from the company Enchanted Tools, which are expected to start helping nurses bring supplies and medicines to patients in French hospitals. Meanwhile, AI is also installed in wearable tech, like this robotic exoskeleton that lets the user walk and run faster.
It automatically detects your running posture and your intent. We synchronize your motion. So you can push the ground much high impact.
And even this headband that tracks your brainwaves and sleeping patterns, while AI creates personalized audio guides that help you fall asleep.
We do have the integrated bone condition speakers above the ear to deliver via vibration through the ears to the users to put them to sleep.
AI is even for the dogs, with this bot that can play fetch with Fido and reward him with a special treat.
That's Jackie Banez reporting, and organizers expect about 130,000 people to go to Vegas for the show. It ends Friday.
The Michigan Wolverines are champions of college football. They completed an undefeated season with a 34-13 win over Washington in last night's college football playoff championship game. It is Michigan's first national championship since 1997, when it shared the title with Nebraska. Championship comes at the end of a controversial season for the Wolverines, which included an NCAA investigation over allegations of sign stealing.
And that's the one standard. Though.
Yes, mm-hmm. I know. Amazing. And the NFL playoffs kick off this weekend. We've got you covered on WREL and Fox 50. 4:30 on Saturday, the Cleveland Browns play the Houston Texans on WREL. Wildcard weekend continues on Sunday. 4:30, Green Bay Packers. They'll travel to Dallas to play the Cowboys on Fox 50. And after that, at 8 o'clock, the Detroit Lions host the LA Rams on WREL.
How about this? A beaver break-in leads to a wild goose chase with police.
video shows the beaver discovered under a piano inside a Tennessee hospital, then setting off a brief but wild pursuit. After the beaver was apprehended, he got another wild ride, this time in a wheeled cart that officers used to safely relocate the little guy to a nearby waterway where he plopped right in and paddled away. A hospital, really?
Yeah, I don't know. All this talk about Buc-ee's around here. Maybe they had one nearby there and the mascot got loose. I don't know. Lottery numbers here, and we're right back.